Hey Colgan, how's it going?
What up, Joe?
How's your week?
Died. How about you?
It was okay. It was both bad and good. Hit up, was kind of sick. Kid was sick, so I lost a couple of days. Went to a couple of networking events. Job search hit a wall, but it's weird. It's like limbo. I'm not mad. But we also, things are moving forward with the therapy, moonlighting and mental health. So it hasn't been too bad. I'm getting us more looks. So the first event I went to was Axios. You ever heard of Axios?
No. I want to say it sounds familiar, but
it's so, no. So it's a news. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
No, I said, fill me in.
So it's a news website. They're based in Arlington. They do they cover a lot of political stuff. It's like breaking news. You get email newsletters, websites, mad informative. They hold events. Dang, I want to say at least once a month. But the way they hold them is, I think I brought it up before when we talked. It most likely a morning, weekday morning. It'll be like right at 9 and be over by 10:30. They keep it tight. Like, get there, they feed you, give you coffee. Sometimes it's after work too. I'll say that places change up, different museums and, you know, our showrooms, breakfast, our hors d'oeuvres, whatever may have you. Then they have speaking for 30 minutes usually, and it's like boom, 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 one person after the next. And generally it's politicians. And then after you network. So it's hit or miss though. A lot of it is politically charged. So I went to an event that was this past Wednesday. That was about clean energy, just because the subject interests me. And the speakers were good, but it was like packed. And it was packed in a way of like, I made one good contact, but it's hard to really have the conversations when everyone's flowing in and out when it's that many people. And it's, you know, it's a politically driven networking event. So that's what people are looking for. But Wednesday afternoon, I went to this thing, this event in downtown called Inclusive Innovation. I'm about to pull it up right now because I think this is something that could end up helping us. And I should have had this email pulled up. This is not good, but I don't care, Colgan. I need to show you this. So the event was actually, no, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go to my calendar.
Bro, you all good. I had a Zoom earlier and I was telling the woman that I'm so Zoom slow, I gotta get back on it, but priority wise, I'm out there right now. It's for getting these leads, continuing these jobs, and finishing this creative work.
Yeah, we're doing this on the fly. Yeah. All right. So it was called The Companies Invent Together, and they're trying to help people of color, women, minorities get more patents. So I saw the event in a DC startup newsletter. I went to this event on Wednesday night, and I was at this crazy law firm, like straight out of Suits. But everyone was there from a school, like a university, or a program that's about innovation and helping people get patents, helping people, you know, create, save their information, start businesses. So when I went there, Colgan, I'm telling you, I walk in like, yeah, I don't know how I got into this event, but it doesn't seem like I'm supposed to be here. But when I started talking about what we do, and I don't even lie, I just kind of say what it is. I'm like, we go out, we feature entrepreneurs who work jobs, we talk to employees, we're talking to the workforce, we put on our own stuff. We're collecting mad information from these folks, and people loved it. I exchange information with folks who are professors, mostly professors and people who are trying to get folks to invent stuff at higher education institutions or just orgs that focus on that. So they loved it, man. So I was able to make a few good contacts from them from that event on Wednesday night, but I got to come back on Monday. On Monday, I'm going to start like reaching out to the folks from that event, just hitting them up and saying, hey, and all that. But folks from San Diego, Cornell, it worked out to be pretty nice. It was pretty good. And then other than those two things, man, focusing on, did I share the document that I did. Did I share the document for the outline for the talking for the Bianca event?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe you did.
I want to make sure. So here's where we are with that. Moonlighting and Mental Health, March 25th. People love the idea. Me, you, Dr. Bianca Bush, we're going to be talking about all realms of employment, entrepreneurship, moonlighting, us. I'll make sure I share the sheet with you. It's basically giving everyone a synopsis of what we're doing, a little intro, a little outro. And also, Bianca emailed some contacts from the company that she works at. And she's like, hey, this is these people work social media. I gave them a flyer, the one I already shared. And the lady asked for one of the someone she works with asked for an ROS. And I'm like, ROS? What the fuck? Did I forget like some procedural thing to do? Like, did I screw us here? But no, Colgan, she just wanted like an example of how the show would go. So what I shared with you, I'm just gonna like be like, yo, this is the pace we're looking
for. Who's that? Run a show?
Yeah, run a show. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, we'll just give her our pace of what we're doing. But Colgan, I think it's going to be, man, people love the concept. So I think it's going to be cool, man. I just want to get as many people tuned in as possible.
Hey, I just hope we can deliver. I think we will, but I mean, it's going to be straightforward. I think it's going to, I hope it can help, honestly. I know it's going to be a help to us. I just hope it helps other people.
Just looking at stuff I was pulling from our conversations, just the whole thing we talked about, man, from the job search to time, sleep deprivation. Here, I'll give you, like, I think I have it open. Just the stuff we've talked about over the past 2 months between the two of us and the people that we've interviewed, man. The whole hustle culture thing. Like talking about like, is that what we're supposed to be doing? Working ourselves until we're half dead? Are we supposed to just be putting up like me and you go through a lot, man? And is it expected of us to just push through this and not die? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and we'll frame it in ways just to, I'll be honest with Bianca. Like, this is what people have said. This is what we see in interview. Like, people don't care. So I just kind of push through it. So even if I'm not even to put her on the spot, but just like kind of like, have you heard that? Have you seen that? This is what we see. What do you think about that?
Yeah, man, I am very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, man, it's going to be an interesting, and I think it's something like you said, something I'd like to do more often with folks. I think it provides a lot of value, and I think. Yeah, I'm just going to get as many people as I can to listen to it, man. And I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, and I'll share the flyer on my socials. And then I'll just keep talking about it because that's where I'm at, too.
Yeah, we're going to be bugging people, man. Also, the Baltimore folks, I just checked in with people that I met over that tech summit. They're like, whenever y'all ready to come up here. We got it.
All right, cool.
Whenever. So walk arounds, shoot arounds. There's different events, different people with different group events that we could tab in. They're like, bro, like whenever y'all ready. I'm like, cool. Okay. So yeah, man, whenever the time lines up, but I'm hoping this March is a catalyst for us. And I feel like it will be.
All right, bet. I got a pretty dope week. I just got to do some photography and videography for a art series or exhibit called Hella Black, where it's like all black artists at the BCA, Boston Center for the Arts.
Really?
So I got a couple of shooting this coming week, Monday and Wednesday.
Nice.
With some pretty cool artists, and that should be great. Then I'm finishing up this project with this yoga instructor, so hopefully that gets finished off. I gotta send off some files. I don't want to give too much away, but when it gets released, I think it'll be a benefit to many people. I still gotta finish this art project that I'm trying to put up. Let's do next Friday. I think I want to do like some video and some soundscape sort of stuff just to get people calm. But think I finally found my idea. I gotta do, but that means I gotta find a calm space and then make a little soundtrack for it. But I'm gonna do it.
Nice, man. Nice. Good to hear. Motion. Yeah, man. We got to do a pop-up. We got to figure out what
we do.
That could be our, that we already have a showcase, but we, there's something else, man. We get small, but like, you know, by Green Street Train Station, the art studio, right? We went to that one time.
Yeah, bro. We just got set up outside the street.
Anything like that. The space don't even got to be big. Don't even got to be big, but it like an installation, I would love to be a part of something like that. I would love to be a part. Just like that. Oh, go ahead.
I think it's going to be our new visual, our get down. It's going to be we got to have like a mobile studio, bro. I'm trying to figure out how to envision that, but I'm really envisioning a mobile studio. Fuck yeah. If everybody hears the idea now. That's really what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like the, you shared some.
Like a straight trailer, or I was even thinking I'm going to build it. I might just build it, bro.
You shared those AI photos, and there was one that had like the moon in the middle. It was of AI photos of just the Moonlighters Club phone of the Moonlighters Club name, but it was like moon, but like half day, half night, same room. So like something like that.
Yeah, those are both backgrounds right now, bro. That's inspiration.
Something like that.
And if you like that, I might reiterate that on something else, you know what I'm saying? And then just put that up for us. I think that's pretty cool and natural. But you let me know.
You got it. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to keep looking in that. But yeah, same here. We do need. Yeah, we'll figure out. The next time we shoot, we're going to implement the stuff we have in our head of our look for things, so we can just repeat it. And a sounding board like Ujima could be helpful for that, or anyone we work with. So, and we're getting closer to finding who those folks are. And I'm again,
I think they are.
Yeah, I think in 2 weeks, this session could be that. Like we don't know. That's why I'm just going to bug everybody. We don't know who's going to I gotta remember, I'm posting it everywhere. Who's gonna shop? And by the way, when we do this therapy thing, we're definitely gonna start off by saying who we are and what we do. And I think it'll be a good excuse for us to do it again. There are topics that people need to talk about, human resources stuff, you know, account stuff, whatever, city stuff, like folks who work in these environments. We have all these people who are trying to build stuff, who are working.
Many of my conversations will be about that and my wish to do so as well, and how to navigate that sphere. Random aside, I reached out to Stefan last night, and I think he's gonna have some things going on too, but we're gonna get up in 2 weeks. But
nice.
I think it's about, thank you, but I hit him up and I think I was on his brain too, so it was just kind of this it's always serendipitous and dope with him, right? It's always works out the way it should.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I don't like this weekend and have as much time as I want it. Ozzy Kogan, it's kind of why I've been so like, I don't even know if melancholy is the word, kind of blah, because I feel like it's been the stuff that we have been doing. You have a lot going on in your life, I have a lot going on in my life, but we've been able to do these incremental things, so we haven't been stationary. And I feel like any one of these things that we're working on, as long as we prepare for it and then execute on it, which doesn't take a lot from us, it's going to put us in a position to start receiving things. And that's what I think it is. We just gotta, the world humbled us, but it's also teaching us like what we need and don't need. And also I think it's helped us just like reach out to folks and receive people. So I think it'll be cool, but I'm definitely gonna be bugging people in 2 weeks. But yeah, man, after that, we gotta figure out. I just can't wait till that day is where we have a look, man, where we're out somewhere or we are doing our next show. And you're like, this is what we do. I don't know. I'm just thinking random stuff. What if it's something like someone behind a white background talking about the day, their 9 to 5, and then it switches up or something when we get into like a timeline? Who knows? I'm just brainstorming right now. I'm excited. But I feel like you and I are both just maintaining, and there are brighter things on our horizons. We just got to get to them.
I think I got an idea, but I want to tell you off camera.
All right.
It just came. I don't mean to be sneaky with everybody, because I know this is going to air. I just don't like to share all my crazy ideas at first.
Hey, yeah, that's real. But yeah, man, that's all I got. Today, when I have some time, I'm going to make sure I'm going to go through that sheet again. But that's all we got to do to prepare for Bianca. We're using StreamYard. That's set up. I'm just going to hit you up with any details needed to make sure it runs smooth. But it's literally just clicking a button and recording and streaming. In the meantime,
let's just do a run through day before, just to make sure I have everything I need on my end. I'm not even concerned about you.
Yeah, I will do that. We'll do that. And the rest is just reaching out to folks, letting them know what we got.
Yo, you feeling better, like health wise? It wasn't COVID or anything?
I'm good. It was just cold. We took Zora to the doctor yesterday. She had a pulse nasal drip, but like when kids make noises, you get all worried. So they just a cough. we were sick last week and bad on. Not really bad, but you know, it's kind of like a half allergy, half cold thing at the end of February. So I feel much better now. And I think we're all getting there. But to your point, you said weeks ago, man, it's just this time of year. It sucks. It's really, nothing about it is good. It's just dark. Everyone's sick.
We got the beautiful thing of spring, but we also got to ramp up for that hour. You know what I'm saying? I love it. And it's always the ambivalence towards the time change. So I'll take that hour.
Exactly. But yeah, Cole, that's all I got on my end, man. Things are looking good for us. We're going to get this thing going.
Yeah, I think the springtime is going to be bananas in a way that we have only hoped for, to be honest with you, because we've done a lot of groundwork and we've done a lot of projects. They just think once they release, people will see what's up. But also, I'll be very candid. I know I have to improve my quality of work on some levels too. So it's great to get the feedback to get even better stuff. But it's also great to be appreciated for what we've done so far. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just my own feelings always. I always want to give people a high quality product.
Wait, man. Well, Cogan, I'm good, man. It's good to talk to you. We'll connect offline and talk more about our crazy ideas. But I'll be seeing you soon.
Sounds dope, man. Yeah, I'm gonna call you right now.
All right, Colin.